Welcome back to Inside the Huddle on this cold Saturday morning, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Don Stock and Jamie Blacker. Also on the phone, we have Jeff Henley, the Clinton Prairie girls basketball coach, and we will finish up the show here.
Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Have a little practice this morning? Walk through anything yet?
We did. We're done, and we're ready to go.
So here's my first question, and that is, you played them in November, them being Fountain Central, 8-13. You beat them up pretty well. I would have to say that the first period is a pretty important period for the girls. We'll find out if they're overlooking or if they're coming out ready to roll.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they'll overlook Fountain Central. I mean, that was clear back in November, and you know, we played pretty well. But, you know, 2.5 months ago, we've gotten a lot better since then. I'm sure they have, too. So these girls have really matured, and I don't think they're looking ahead. We understand we have to take care of today before we can play Tuesday. And we've talked about it, but we had a good shoot-around this morning. The girls are ready to play, and seem pretty relaxed, but they're focused on what they have to do.
Well, let's talk a bit about your starters. I've always enjoyed watching Tatum Nash. I enjoy her because of the challenges that she had faced in her life as far as just being a basketball player. She gives 110% all the time.
Yeah, she does. With the hip surgery last year, I believe it was last year, and then the diabetes, she just comes to practice every day and works really hard. She's a team captain. She's a good leader. She sets a good example. And she just plays every position as hard as she can play. And when she's on the floor, what I know I'm going to get is somebody who's going to do their role. She'll set screens. She'll rebound. If she can get the offensive rebound, she's going to score inside. And she's really good at talking when we're on defense. And I think that's critical. So she's just a great kid. She works hard. She sets a good example for everybody else.
Well, you're moving Claire Eckenbarger to a kind of a point position has really taken a lot of pressure off of Tinley, and they probably have given her more opportunity to be Tinley Neal, would you say?
Yeah, I would. I mean, Claire's just she's a competitor. She plays hard. She's a great defender. A lot of times we'll put her on the best offensive player on the other team, but she can handle the ball. So a lot of times Claire will bring the ball up either in transition, or if we're going to run a set. But I do think it's taken some pressure off Tinley, and it's also given Claire more opportunities to score. So she's the last, I don't know, maybe 10 games, she has really offensively come into her own, given us a lot of points. But once again, it's just her energy. She's constantly moving. She works hard on the defensive end. She loves guarding their best player. And so now she's really starting to score a lot of points for us, so it's just a real added bonus.
Well, this year you've been having a little bit difficulty in shooting the three ball this year. Any particular reason?
No, I don't. We're not shooting it. You know, when I came in, I really thought we'd be a very good three-point shooting team. We really haven't. But I will say the last five or six games we're starting to shoot the ball better from the three. We're shooting it with more confidence. But we still try to get the ball inside. We still try to create good shots off our transition defense. But we are starting to shoot the ball better. The kids are more confident in their shot, and hopefully we'll see that today.
We're speaking with Coach Jeff Henley, the varsity girls basketball coach at Clinton Prairie. Coach, you've won 9 straight, I think 11 out of the last 12. Started up there at the Twin Lakes Invitational. And you lost, the only game you've really lost is to a really good 4A program in Mount Vernon. Do you think that schedule earlier in the year prepared you guys to put you on this run?
Yeah, I do. Our schedule is really difficult. Played a lot of really good teams, some big schools. And then with a new coach, and we're just all trying to get used to each other. I'm trying to figure out what the girls can do. The girls are trying to figure out, my coaching. And it took a while.
Sure.
And we still won games, but I really do think the Twin Lakes tournament was a turnaround. We played not very well against Logansport, and we won, And then we played well against the Mount Vernon team except for one quarter and got beat 12. And then I thought the key then that night, we played North White, and they're a very good team. And we outscored them 18-3 in the fourth quarter. And then from now, it just seemed to really pick up. We beat Seager in a double overtime where I just felt the kids showed just unbelievable heart. Then we go to Carroll, a really good team on the road, and beat them. It's just we just started playing with a lot more confidence. We started trusting our teammates more, playing more consistent on both ends of the floor for longer periods of time. And I just think the schedule early, although it's difficult, we lost some games, I do think it kind of set the tone for what we could do now.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Carroll game, because when you look statistically at that basketball game, you would look and say, man, I don't know how the Gophers are going to handle this, but handle it they did. And that ball game, Tinley Neal grew up big time and allowed herself just to be a screener and a defender and allow the other girls to do their job. And I think that's the kind of game that prepares you for what you're getting ready to get into right now, the tournament action.
I would agree. I mean, they went with the box and won, and we recognized on the very first play Tinley did, came over, we talked, and what she told me, said, I'll just be a screener. And most kids can't accept that role. When you're used to being the leading scorer and you're used to getting a lot of your shots, she could care less about that. And she started screening, and she kept doing everything else well. She played great defense. She handled the basketball. I think she only took six shots and had 6 points. But then that allowed Sydney and Claire and Tatum and Caitlin and all the rest to start scoring. And we, other teams saw we could score. When Tinley's not, we have other kids that can step up.
Coach, I want to talk about the Prairie Central basketball game, not the game itself, but just your school and the sportsmanship that Prairie showed in that basketball game. As we all know, Tinley's cousin was trying to get her 1,000 points and ended up getting it. And as normally the game gets stopped at a home game when a team does it, but not a visiting basketball team. And then to do 1,000-point balls for both girls, I thought was such a class act. And I wouldn't expect anything less than that from Clinton Prairie.
No, they, Mr. Eaton and everybody else just did a great job. It's such an honor to score 1,000 points. And I think you should be recognized. I might add, when we were at Eastern and Tinley got her 1,000 points, they stopped the play and acknowledged it. We're just great. So it was great that Tinley's cousin could get the record at our place. We wanted to make her work for it.
You did.
But she got it. We're real proud of her. And for two cousins to be able to share that at the same time, but that's who we are here at Prairie. We got a great athletic director, great administration. And I've got a great coaching staff, and they work really hard. And, it's a first class operation as far as I'm concerned. But it was a great moment besides the game, just for those two kids to get honored.
I agree with you, Coach, and all that. That was very well done by Clinton Prairie last week. A few more things here. You think they win in the sectional last year for the first time and since 2005 really prepares the girls this year to have a little bit different mindset that are we going to do this or can we do this, or this year we're set to just go in there and be confident to get this done?
I do think it helped a lot win it last year. And all year long, one of the things I've tried to bring to the program is just mental toughness. Just, play, do your job, play hard. When things don't go right, keep playing hard. And I can tell you, our mindset is not, we hope we can win. And this, our mindset is we're going to play well, and we intend to win it. And I do think the kids who played sectional last year, that experience is carrying over this year. I mean, they're not overconfident, but they believe in themselves. They believe in their teammates. And our mindset is just go do our job, and everything will take care of itself.
One girl we really haven't talked about on here today is Sydney Swan. Can you talk a little bit about how she's such a versatile player? She can go to the basket, and then she can also stand out there and hit that three if need be.
Yeah, Sydney has, like all the girls, though, the last 10 games, it seems like they've all really just kind of come out of a shell, and they're playing their best basketball. Sydney is such a good athlete. She has such athleticism. She has good size, and she is shooting the ball much better now with more confidence. She's looking for a shot, but what people don't pay attention to, and I really appreciate, is I've watched her guard on the inside, big kids, and do a great job. I've watched her guard point guard. She has length. She has quickness. You can see her volleyball ability sometimes when she blocks passes or blocks shots. But she's quite capable of guarding a point guard or a big person on the inside. So she's so versatile. It really helps us when we're trying to do our matchups. And I have no problem with her guarding a point guard or a shooting guard, because with her length and her size and quickness, she can really cause problems on the other end.
Coach, you've been a head basketball coach for a long time. You took a couple years off. The opportunity arose when Mr. Eaton called you to lead the Gophers this year, and you jumped on it. Can you talk a little bit about, your mindset, coming into that late in the season, and how the year's been for you?
Well, the year's been great. I'm not sure the kids will always agree with that. With the way I yell, I'm in practice sometimes. But I decided when I took the job, the first thing I wanted to do was I wasn't going to try to reinvent the wheel. They had a lot of good things in, so I adapted to their terminology I just felt like if I came in and said, okay, we're going to start all over, it could set back a month or two.
Right.
And I didn't want to do that. It wasn't fair to the girls. So I had to learn their stuff, and it's kind of, sometimes I get mixed up because some of their offensive stuff was stuff I would call on the defensive end, different numbers, different colors, whatever. And so it took me a while to get used to it, but I felt like the best thing to do is keep what they do well and occasionally add my stuff. And I got an excellent coaching staff, and especially right. Hillary Doyle and Guffey has just done an unbelievable job, and I bounce ideas off on her all the time. I ask her opinion, as I do the other coaches, but I really rely on Hillary, and she has just been outstanding. So for me, it's just been a great experience. I've loved working with these girls this year. It's been one of the most enjoyable years I've had in my, 30 years coaching, 32 years coaching, whatever. And they're just great kids, and they work hard, and they'll take constructive criticism. They'll try to get better, and it took us a while, but I think we've all got it figured out. Let's just hope we go play well.
After being back for a year, have you thought about the future here? Is this a one-year deal, or you thought much what you're going to do with the Gophers for the future?
Well, Mr. Eaton and I agreed to be 1 year, and that's good for me. I mean, I can't say the girls make me feel younger, but I do enjoy being around them. But, I get tired. It's a lot of work, a lot of commitment. But once again, when you're surrounded with a good staff, it just makes things so much easier. So I'm not worried about next year. All I'm worried about right now is hopefully we play well today and win, that we can prepare for meeting a very good team, either in Seager or Sheridan, on Tuesday night, because I'd really like to see these girls win another sectional. They deserve it.
Great to talk to you with you this morning, Coach. We'll let you go. We know you got a lot to do before 3 o'clock. Good luck to the Gophers today, and get another sectional.
I will. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.